This broadcast is presented by lawyer Kyungjin Kim.
So where should we start today?
Well, this week in the States really exposed how AI companies handle safety rules. Anthropic decided to flip the switch on guardrails they'd been running in the background. Now they're showing users right on screen. Mississippi federal court just removed lawyers from a case for submitting fake court decisions that AI just made up. And the money side is telling, too. It's not flowing to model companies anymore. Bezos's manufacturing AI company just picked up $12 billion. And a data center infrastructure bundler closed $10 billion in commitments. In other words, capital's moving away from the model layer. Let's walk through each one.
So users weren't actually upset about having restrictions in place?
Exactly. People could live with sensitivity guidelines. The problem was the secrecy. Guardrails were being applied without users ever knowing why. Now, when something gets blocked, the system actually tells you the reason and routes it to Claude Opus 4.8 Anthrac to answer instead. Basically, users can now see what the company is blocking.
How does that play out in a work environment?
When you're using AI tools internally, check whether your logs actually record why a request got denied. If nobody sees those logs, employees don't understand why they got a rejection. So they just route around it with a different tool. And that's how you get data leaks outside your controls.
This broadcast is presented by lawyer Kyungjin Kim.
How does this reshape the regulation conversation we've been hearing about?
Until now, the U.S. approach was basically disclose what you built. The government's job was making sure companies told people what they'd made. But now, there's serious talk about giving regulators the actual power to block AI releases altogether if the risk is too high. The needle's moving from tell us what you're doing to we can stop you from shipping it at all.
So they're not treating this like a simple typo.
Not even close. The court came down hard. Four lawyers were kicked off the case, two of them banned from entering federal court for 2 years, plus penalties. The judge treated AI-generated fake case law as a deliberate breach of faith in the court system, not a slip of the pen, but a fundamental violation.
What's the bright line rule lawyers need to follow here?
Before you file anything with a case citation AI gave you, you open the actual decision. You match the case number and the holding to the original text. Skip that step and you're looking at losing the case, getting barred from court, paying fines, and destroying your credibility with clients all at once.
One thing that jumps out, they're not just selling software, they're sending people.
Anthropic's Claude Corps is deploying 1,000 early career employees to 400 nonprofits, and each org gets $10,000 plus Claude credits bundled in. The company's basically saying out loud, AI isn't something you buy and install. You need people on site who actually know how to run it. We're seeing tool and labor getting bundled together as a package now.
This broadcast is presented by lawyer Kyungjin Kim.
But why are AI companies spending big money on training electricians and trade workers?
Because you can't build a data center without power lines and HVAC people in the room. Google just committed $50 million to help train more than 300,000 skilled workers. The real competition isn't about who builds the smartest model anymore. It's who locks down electricians and maintenance crews first. That's the constraint.
Both of those are massive checks. Where's the money actually going?
Prometheus, that's Bezos' play, is about using AI to cut down the time spent on design, manufacturing, and engineering before a robot even starts moving. They just raised $12 billion and hit a $41 billion valuation. Helix is a different model. They're bundling data centers, power, and connectivity as one package from a single company. They've locked in over $10 billion in commitments. The pattern's clear. money's cascading down from the software layer into factories and power plants.
So what should an investor be looking at?
Forget the model brand name. The real value lives in who controls the power contracts and the manufacturing data. You miss that distinction and you'll chase performance press releases while the actual profit centers slip away.
If we take what we just learned back to the office, where do we start?
Three things. First, check whether your internal AI tools actually show users what they're being blocked from asking. Second, when you cite AI results in legal work or reports, open the original sources before you submit anything. Verify them yourself. And third, if you're planning a data center or business expansion, schedule your power and labor bottlenecks in right now. Don't wait for them to stop you. The U.S. market waits for something to break and then fixes it. We need to check things ahead of time.
Great breakdown. Let's do this again tomorrow.
This broadcast is presented by lawyer Kyung Jin Kim.